This is a World Challenge devotion by Gary Wilkerson. God's unlimited resources. When her husband died, a poor widow was left in a frightening situation with two children to support. Unable to meet her obligations, she was threatened by creditors. This woman was desperate, and she appealed to Elisha. Now the wife of one of the sons of the prophets cried to Elisha, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord, but the creditor has come to take my two children to be his slaves." 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1. The fact is, God uses our dilemmas to glorify his name. For that reason, our own God story may be formed through pain or delay. 1 in 10 Americans is unemployed, and others have had to take a reduction in pay. In some homes, both spouses work two jobs to keep from losing everything they own. Perhaps you have reasoned in your own dilemma. If I don't have a breakthrough soon, it's over. I need a miracle just to survive. I picture this widow having those very thoughts. Elisha asked her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what have you in the house?" 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 2. He was not asking her to sell her valuables for cash. Actually, she didn't have any valuables left. Elisha was saying, in essence, God can meet you just as you are. If you have faith, he can multiply even the smallest things you have. The widow answered, "All I have is one jar of oil." We know from Scripture that oil represents God's blessing and provision. At this point, Elisha gave her a strange instruction. "Go outside, borrow vessels from all your neighbors, empty vessels, and not too few." 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 3. She did as the prophet instructed, and Elisha said, "Go in and shut the door behind yourself and your sons, and pour into all these vessels. And when one is full, set it aside." 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 4. Once more, she followed Elisha's word. As she poured oil from her own jar, it filled a borrowed jar. The same thing happened again as the next borrowed jar was also filled. It happened again with the next and the next. There was an endless supply of oil. Here's the point. When God tells us he has our needed supply, it is not just a meager amount. God has everything we need. His ability to meet our situation is endless. World Challenge, transforming lives through the message and mission of Jesus Christ. Visit us online at worldchallenge.org.